Welcome back. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad. I'm here with my buddies, John, Joe, and Dace.
Hey, what you. Up? Good morning. We were just heard a lot about how Brad's childhood traumas are specifically actually conjured back up, and you can throw them into a full flashback by just playing the the Unsolved Mysteries theme song.
I feel like we had to. So John's never heard of it, probably because it was just like an American thing. But so, have you ever heard that, John? Did that?
No, that didn't filter. Through.
That surprises me. I guess it's not famous as the X-Files theme song.
Yeah, I haven't seen it on like any memes or anything. Even though that is like prime like meme audio or something. Yeah.
I guess at the same time, it's very 90s. Like, if you weren't, like, a 90s kid, like, I don't know if you would have ever been exposed.
True.
You know, I was really rethinking... I'm sorry, Brad, go ahead. I keep interrupting you.
Oh, go.
Okay. You go. All right, so, shut up, I'm talking. I was rethinking, because before we were on, Jean had said that he was watching some X-Files... and here's the thing. I have seen a few episodes of X-Files here and there. And I'm wondering if the episodes I've seen are later season, like, episodes now. Because Jean was telling us that there's, like...
starting from the beginning, and it's slow.
Right. And apparently they,
some sexual tension with the Bigfoot.
With a Bigfoot. With a big, sexy lady Bigfoot.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't remember this episode, but John said it was like something like, I guess they're looking for a Bigfoot, but it turns out just to be a sexy Amazon lady that lives in the wild.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's weird. I think if there's anybody who has watched all the X-Files and listens to us, please like point out the good episodes or the ones that are just no. Like, I want to see the cream of the crop. I've got all the time in the world, shortcut it.
It's all the ones that deal with aliens, and they have basically like a Delta Green man that keeps popping up and slowly. Yeah. I forgot what they call him. That slowly feeds Mohler like little tidbits about the reality of things.
Oh, okay.
And he's like he pops up throughout episodes.
It's like
he's just like the smoking man.
Yeah, the smoking man.
That pops up a lot.
Smoking.
There's even one where he gets abducted himself. He gets abducted by the guys in the suits and like tortured or truth serumed, and he comes out.
The smoking man.
Oh. Yeah. No, Mulder. Gets abducted by like the
well, it's
face
it's like
that
a
he
it's like a frat on. Initiation at some point in time, you know, like they gotta beam you up, they gotta put the truth serum in you. Like, everyone's done it, man. It's just a prank.
Don't take it so personal.
Jesus, you're such a fucking buzzkill. Hey, this guy, I think this guy needs a second probing. Jesus. Right, well, speaking of probing.
Speaking of probing.
I got
it's the natural
segue.
Have
a surprise for your characters. Okay. Let me think of a lot happened.
Yeah.
So, to recap the last two episodes, y'all started in this bank, Noah Banking. And you were confronted with, you found this vault that was, you know, could have been, you know, the keys were found in Henry Grayson's office. And you did some, you know, exploring in here. And you came across this, you noticed a camera was watching you. And just a computer that seemed to be rigged in a weird sort of way, even though your character's might not be super, know exactly what a computer would look like. I'm sure y'all would, but who knows? I'm sure there's a lot of people like making their own computer back in the day, but whatever was going on, this was bizarre. And it was a normal keyboard except for a couple of keys were scratched out. I forgot, one said query and one said return, and it had like a sticker where someone had written that. y'all started messing around with it. I don't know if y'all, what did you, let me ask y'all since I'm, can't remember all the specifics, what did y'all get anything from that, or, and you know, it was just spitting out kind of like,
it had random, some of our personal information in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Had your, some of your addresses when you hit the keys in certain orders. Otherwise, it was just random numbers and places, question, events, question mark. And unfortunately, all of y'all are pretty good at, all your characters are pretty smart, and they have competent, like, science and computer science skills. So y'all realize that this shouldn't be working in the way that it's working. So y'all took sanity damage more than I thought
I've
you
got
would,
a,
y'all tried to...
I've got a note here that there was a cat brain powering the computer as well. Took special note of that.
Y'all decided to dismantle it and see what was going on. And yeah, it was odd on the inside, but the oddest part was this small brain in a blue liquid. And I think Natalia was really trying to figure out how it worked, but I think you either failed or made a critical fail, and this resulted in you accidentally breaking the jar that had the brain in it, and the computer went, you know, cut off after this, and the liquid just evaporated, and you just had a brain there. And then I think, as Jean's characters do, they smash things, so he smashed the brain to the ground.
What?
Naturally.
That's any tiebacks to me is purely coincidental.
purely coincidental.
And did not receive a bonus for destroying.
The unnatural.
Yeah.
Did receive a joking.
Thinking back, maybe I should have done that, but I looked.
Well, I mean, it's too late now.
Yeah, I'm too not going to give y'all ever.
You only get one cat brain to destroy in each episode.
What? Well, yeah, that'd be the bizarre thing, is we start running across cat brains.
They're like little Easter eggs.
You just can't walk across the floor without stepping on a cat brain.
But yeah, and y'all. Then I think Tyler was pretty concerned about the what might have been recording. Also, you found out that the wires kind of go into the roof, and there's a dish up there, which is also very high tech for the day. But you knew enough that it's sending data somewhere, and you kind of bent it / turned them where the satellite was pointing or the dish was pointing. But y'all took a good bit of sanity damage then, and then you also found the most important thing was Henry Grayson's journal. I almost forgot about.
Yes.
And, which you've barely tapped into it. And I don't even think you decide to open up at that point, but y'all are already at your wit's end, and y'all decide to do the Delta Green equivalent of a spirit journey or a trip.
Vision quest.
Vision quest. All at one time before you get back to Waco. And
which, by the way, like, after having done that, you're talking about Henry Grayson's journal. The first entry is now directly relevant to what happened to us when we went on our little vision quest. When he says, "I had the dream again, the corridor of selves, all of them meeting it, all me at different ages and different clothes, some staring, some screaming. One of them turned to me and whispered, 'We don't die, we divide.'" Which is like what we saw. We saw this huge long corridor. We went in this big room and saw the different versions of us, like, splitting off and everything.
Oh, very sort of different than what other people have seen when they take the remember pill. You were in a jail of sorts, but it wasn't, you know, the bars were kind of ornate, the strange stone everywhere, and you end up going to this white room where this person, Jill Hernandez, starts lecturing you on strange principles, you know, tries to explain, it seems like, the concept of time to you. Maybe, I don't know. It was weird, I would think, for y'all, your characters. And yeah, you wake up right as, you know, she's trying to explain this concept to you. And then everything hits the wall. I think shit hits the fan. Natalia has a She breaks down. She has a disorder now. I think. Well, what's the disorder?
It's kind of like a multiple personalities.
Is how we're playing it, even though that wasn't what the specific disorder meant. But so she breaks down, and then Terrence just uses up all his willpower.
So little willpower.
Catatonic.
So little.
And leaving Tyler there hanging on by a thread to try to get everybody on the same page. You end up going to this doctor's, you know, not his practice, but maybe his side business, who knows, a spot that had all the medical resources he needed to patch y'all up a little bit. He leaves you there for the night. He doesn't want to know anything. Maybe he's worked with Odin before, but he doesn't want to know anything about what happened or how y'all ended up like y'all did. He patches up Natalia, and I think while you're waiting here, because y'all just have to recover at this point. I mean, it was midday, but y'all have already gone insane. So it's about 8 p.m. now on the second day of this mission.
exactly.
We're not doing too great.
Yeah.
This is a long work week. It feels like it for these guys.
Yeah. So it's been barely 48 hours. Which, I mean, if all this happened to someone, you probably would be a little on edge.
You probably wouldn't be doing so good. Yeah.
So Jesus. We also read through the journal, right? I just want to highlight a couple of things. So the first entry was 1961, December 14th. The second one was June 12th, 1967. And this is all the same journey for, what, the bank manager? Noah
Grayson,
Banky?
Supposedly.
Hearing Grayson? I just want to highlight, so the other one was 1972 in August, and now there's entry 57 without a date. R4, recursion right. 4, maybe. But just the one thing that made me fall in love with Brad's writing was the Ark sends back consciousness, not the body, not memories either, not cleanly. Everything comes over filtered through atomic trauma. Yuko says it's like pouring wine through a dirty rag and hoping it tastes the same. I ask him why a dirty rag. He smiled. And then that's where I fell in love with Brad.
It's about time. We've been
as a writer.
We've been trying to
okay.
We've been trying to make this work between you two for a long time, and it's good that it's finally.
I'm not easy like that. Take a lot of time.
Well, we know you're not. That's why we knew it would take some time.
So where are our characters at this point?
Right now it's 8 p.m. You've had some time to rest. Terrence is no longer catatonic. He's got a couple willpower points back. Natalia's got a little bit of her HP back. She is, you know, out of this disassociative state / multiple personality. I mean, it's not really multiple personality. I mean, when you had this episode, you felt like someone else, but you almost didn't even feel human. It was very strange. But you're centered again, and you're doing as well as you could. And it's 8 p.m. and you're in this kind of doctor's office in Waco. Not his office, it's some facility he uses. You know, small. It's just like looks like a small 5-room office area, and he left you there. And it said the door will lock behind you. And you're ready to do what y'all want to do
to greet the day.
Yeah, the night. Probably some leads you could go through. There is, you're about 2/3 through this journal, I would say. That would take up time if you want to read, you know, go through this journal some more. But, what are y'all thinking?
So Natalia has been recently patched up. Her ass is patched up. As well.
Finally.
So I think our
so remind me, do we have like a home base in Waco?
We have the green box.
You have a green box. Mm-hmm. Which is in the same area you are in now.
So maybe we go back to green box, finish reading journal, go from there.
Like maybe order a pizza or something.
Pizza would be
normal.
Good. Is pineapple on pizza a thing yet?
Get the fuck out of my country.
I'm sorry. Do not deport.
that came from a very deep place. That's what do you think, Terrence? Wanna go back, read the journal a little more, and maybe talk about our options, get out of this very, very legitimate place to do surgery?
Yeah, Tyler, at this point, I just don't care. I just don't care. I don't care.
How much willpower do you have?
3.
Okay. <All right>. That's fair. All right, let's go back. I guess we could just pile in the car. How much HP does Natalia have now? Because you were pretty far down there, and you got healed up.
I've got 9 out of 10.
Okay. That's okay.
Wow.
Yeah, because you got a big... I think that is right, because I think you got a close to max heal from the surgeon.
Good doctor.
Very good doctor. Yeah, we all pile in the Cutlass and head back to the green box.
Get a pizza on the way.
At night. All right. Get pizza on the way.
They
don't even have pineapple in the pizza parlor where we pick up pizza. They don't even have pineapple. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, we have to go to supermarket, God get our own pineapple.
I won't allow in my game, it's pineapple and pizza.
Okay.
There is a pineapple shortage in Waco at this point in time.
Boy, that just says to me that we have to pay money for it. And I will remind you, we have 20 grand, which is the equivalent of about 60 to 70 grand.
60.
Yeah, she stole from the bank.
Right.
I forgot about that.
So yes, you can get pineapple all of the money. I'll allow you to have pineapple.
All right. We're just
and you might even have to roll for sanity.
Okay, we go to the green box. We're at the green box. Right.
You get here, seems the same. I think you have in the car the equipment that Odin dropped off for you after you lost the previous equipment. It seems the same.
Alright. You guys want me to take a crack at this, and he will wave the journal around a little bit.
Be my guest.
Man, that just looks like some sci-fi shit. That just looks like some novel, some B-grade novel that somebody wrote, and I don't know why it's relevant. I don't see how any of this is relevant to that thing that killed
your partner. Terrence, this is why the organization likes you, because not only you don't ask questions, you also don't think. And,
my...
This is why you're such a good asset.
Tyler, I get my job done. And most of the time, the job is not to think.
You made that very evident over the last several hours while you were drooling on the couch. I'm sorry. Sorry, this isn't me.
Burn. Wow, this is getting
intense. He's on the couch. He just like turns over and faces the other way.
Like pouting.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So in 4 hours, so it's not just a straight up journal, like it's filled with random bank notes, ledgers, and then you'll have like, so that's the end game explanation why it's taken so long to
pour over it.
Yeah. You have to piece together what might actually be relevant. So you'll have, it took you 4 hours to get 4 entries. I'll do about the same. Or do you want to spend an hour doing this? How many entries do you want to get to, basically?
Let's do 2 more, and then we can decide on, it'll be the middle of the fucking night, and that might be a good time for us to go do some other stuff. We're arrested up, you know, because we have a few leads. Like, we need to look into Jill Hernandez. We can still go look into Dr. Liam Gill, because keep in mind, we were told by Odin that we killed him, that we went to his house and kidnapped him and killed him, and dispose of his body and of a secondary team, which sounds way too competent to be us, honestly.
Right. I think Terrence made a pretty good humint or persuasion, and Odin seemed, I mean, this is what you think over the phone is what he knows, even though he said he wasn't part of that operation, that it was extremely successful, and y'all were among a couple, maybe some other agents. Obviously, Judith was part of it as well. RIP. And y'all kidnapped Gil for whatever reason, because Delta Green wanted to end him, find out what he knows. We don't know. And then you just hung up on your handler.
Naturally.
So who knows what he thinks right now?
Someone, there was a note that someone made. I can't remember if it was on Reddit or Patreon. That someone said, by the way, that's a really great way to get on the cleanup list for Delta Green. It's just
hang up on your handler.
Yeah, they don't like that kind of stuff.
I mean, this guy was giving you guns. He was giving you information. I don't know why you don't like the guy.
What is it? What is the classic, our handler must be the assholes, not us? We're not the assholes. Our handler's the
asshole. I mean, he set you up with a doctor.
Are we the baddies?
Are we the baddies?
All right.
Okay.
You want to do two more entries?
I guess so.
All right.
Where are you going to drop it?
In the roll 20.
Okay. And here we go. What's weird is that these are all actually excerpts from Brad's own personal journals.
That's why I like the writing so much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He drinks wine through a dirty rag every other weekend as a sweat lodge activity.
I can vouch for that.
It's a weird way to enjoy wine, I would say.
It elevates the experience.
Gonna shit on him. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what we got. So this is what he says. He's so, you know, he's continuing to kind of, he's trying to get through all the banknote stuff. He says, and he's reading, my hand shook when I looked at my daughter today. She will never understand that I'm not who I was yesterday. I remember things I never lived. Dates, mistake. The Taliban-Gath war hasn't happened yet. And that is definitely stops Tyler in his tracks. And he like runs his finger over it like several times. The Taliban-Gath war. And, you know, in our character creation, Tyler has worked extensively in Afghanistan. And his first interaction with the unnatural was with this tribe called the Gaths in Afghanistan. And he is a part of the operation to provide American weapons to the Taliban to fight the Russians. So he is like,
wow.
He's like, the Taliban war has... Gath war. Yuko says it can't happen now. Like it was all just a math problem. What the fuck? And he's just circling Yuko every time he sees Yuko. He's like, Yuko. We heard about Yuko for the first time from Colton Thorpe when we gave him the pill. Yuko? Who the fuck is Yuko? He kind of tells you guys this stuff.
You should probably read the last line.
Oh, is there more? Oh, uh-oh. He stopped calling the child his son. He calls him the Humbaba now?
Brad, would you say that Tyler should probably roll for sanity, given that he knows
yes.
the Taliban?
I was gonna...
Okay, yes, I mean, the
you
Taliban
specifically know a reference. Roll for helplessness.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it just seems appropriate.
Specifically Tyler.
This is fair. Alright, that's a success.
Okay. No.
Yeah, we're actually we've actually filled up this note card. We need to. Jesus, Brad.
The Bob, who like the hell is?
Guys, and he stands up. He's like pointing to it.
The Humbaba, it's mentioned right here.
Yes, but his son turned into a
Whose son, Yuko's? This is not good. What do you guys think? Should I continue to read through this? I feel sick. This is or should we go try to look into something else? Like, what are you guys thinking?
I kind of want to know what else is in the journal. That was pretty juicy stuff.
What is our priority right now? Is finding things out the priority? Is staying alive a priority to you two maniacs?
That is not a bad question.
Because, I mean, Tyler just had a little bit of... He barely held on there after that mention of the Taliban-Gatha war.
Terrence, I... Look, at this point, I mean, like, I'm trying to think of what we have to do to complete the mission. We were originally told that we needed to go... Our original mission from Odin was we need to go find out what was in Gil's office. Figure out what was in the U-Haul, because all that stuff got put in the U-Haul. And then we had to contain Thorpe and figure out what he knew. We've done all of that. We've completed our original objectives. The stuff from the office is gone. Like, maybe we could go back there and find more. But at this point in time, I mean, if this fucking Humbaba shows up again, Terrence, it fucking annihilated Julian. Fucking killed the shit out of her. If it comes back.
Judith.
What the hell her name was.
Millions of
the problem was she didn't have a lot of personality. She was very forgettable.
Oh, come on.
Oh my god. Be nice.
No, it's because I'm on the second recursion. I'm starting to lose things. That's what it is.
Look,
I mean,
don't have to be me.
What I'm hearing, Tyler, remember, is that we finished
wherever you go.
We finished the job. Is that what we've done? You just described us doing our job and completing the mission. That sounds to me like we're done. We're good. We let sleeping dogs lie.
The incursion. Our job is our overall job is to contain the incursion. I think we can all agree this is not contained.
Terrence. Then that's what we need to focus on. How the hell do we contain this incursion?
What do you think, Natalia?
I think you two are a couple of overachievers. The job is done. Let us go home.
That's the nuclear
physicist. I agree.
Yeah, if we all know that the one place that you don't need to be a perfectionist is with nuclear physics.
I will sleep just fine.
Somewhere the reaction in Chernobyl is just beginning to go wrong.
That first light on the dashboard for the overheat.
I think it already has gone wrong, actually.
And someone's like reviewing the math. They're like, wow, this is really sloppy. Who did this?
Yeah, it wasn't supernatural. It's just they're a person down. Natalia's just left. They can't kill the role.
Actually, there's a critical staff member that's not there when the phone rings.
God damn it, she took the calculator with her.
I wanted to take vacation.
She took the one calculator.
I go to America.
All right, well, listen, guys. It's like fucking... It's like damn near 10 o'clock now.
Yeah.
Should I read this more?
Or should we try to go to Gil's house or Gil's office at Baylor? It's night. We could probably break in. It's university. It's the 80s. Security's not like it is in the 2000s.
I could go for a casual BME.
I don't know what that means.
Too.
Well, a casual
breaking
one.
Breaking an entry?
Breaking an entry. Yeah.
Oh, breaking an entry. Okay, okay, gotcha. Your accent's too good.
Terrence, you wouldn't happen to actually, like, kind of be good at doing, like, stuff, would you? Because this is not my thing.
I work with computers, Tyler.
Okay. Maybe we can just go... Maybe we show up and there's the fucking Himbaba is just, like, standing at the door, like, punching tickets. Like, you know, like a bouncer for who gets to go into the crazy dude's office.
What are y'all thinking? Office? Home? Pizza?
We've been doing pizza the whole time.
Oh, okay.
I guess the question is do we have his home address, or could we find it?
Yes, you could find it.
I think we could get more information if we actually talk to him rather than go to his office. So if he's at home, if we think he's at home at this hour.
Well, supposedly we killed him, but I did just think about what if that was in a different fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just made up.
Let's look up his... It's late. If anyone's home, they'll be home now.
Listen, I need some sleep. I need some sleep. So maybe we look this up, get a good rest. We tackle this in the morning.
We just slept and got you 3 willpower back. I don't know what your complaint
is. Man, maybe I just go home. Maybe I just go home and I go see Naomi for a little bit. And you guys can continue. I just know. I know my boundaries.
Natalia, what do you think? Do we rest? Do we just like sleep through the night and just get a whole ass night of rest? Maybe finish up that last one hit point of your ass healing up?
It would not be a bad thing.
I'm just worried about what's happening out there while we're in here. Time doesn't stop.
Y'all just rested, basically.
So we mechanically probably can't rest again, right?
I don't know if there's a hard limit on it, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Just spend the day sleeping and sitting on the couch watching popcorn.
Alright.
I say let's go break into his house.
Right. So how do we get his... Is there something you want us to roll, Brad, to find his address and stuff?
General
or?
Investigation type stuff with, you know, you have his name. You have his full name because it was given to you by Odin. You know he was a college professor at Baylor University. Let's see. What would y'all... Let's see.
I assume because we rested, we can click our buttons and redo our...
Yeah. Do that. Let's see. What would be a good... I mean, it wouldn't be hard. Y'all are
like
all competent people. I honestly don't even know if I want to make y'all roll to find an address for a...
Or professor.
His full name, Sam Liam Gill. Whoa. Dr. Gill. So I'm going to say if y'all want to find his home address, it would be pretty easy to look in a phone book, you know.
Oh, yeah. I forget that phone books.
Yellow pages.
Yeah, used to just have that shit for people. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we find
would not be hard
address.
To find. So y'all thinking about his home?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Quick.
Because
quick
apparently we have been here before.
Listen, Tyler, that is nonsense. That little journal is nonsense. Eyes on the prize. Okay?
Okay. You're right.
You guys get the car started. I'm gonna make a quick phone call. And he's gonna try and phone his mentor. And get some advice.
And what sense? He's
in a phone booth. I think he's wanting to kind of like connect, get some willpower back, like pretty much home scene, effectively, in a phone booth.
I gotta step away 1 sec. Keep going.
He has half a mind to ask him if there's any way that they could spare some resources at the... I mean, he worked on an Air Force base, but...
This is Walt Stick Iverson?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to call him? Call him. And he'll pick up. Be like, Terrence, haven't heard from you in a while.
Walt, you son of a bitch. It's been a bad time. It's been a bad time. I've been doing some freelance work, and they're writing us hard, man. It's just been nonstop. I'm actually in a terrible space, but I just want to hear your voice and see how the hell you are, and maybe ask you if you were hypothetically with a bunch of amateur pilots, bunch of rookies that just kept flying upside down and fucking around instead of doing their jobs. How'd you handle them?
So you just call me when you want advice, huh? When it benefits you.
Well,
I've been trying to call you for the past couple of weeks.
Well, did Naomi not pick up? She should know that I'm out.
No one's picked up.
Well, this isn't about you. This is about me, buddy.
Roll of persuasion. What are you trying to get out of him?
I'm looking for some willpower out of him, so to just get some support.
No, he can't just give you willpower. Can you? Is that a mechanic? It's a home scene. You call your.
It's a home scene.
It's not a home scene. He's like calling your mentor.
He's connecting as a person. It's like this person.
What'd you roll?
It's a fail anyway.
Fail your own persuasion. Listen, it's late, Terrence. It's like I said, this kind of rubs me the wrong way. You just call me when it benefits you. I've been trying to call you for weeks now. No answer. Called your office. I don't know where you are right now. Are you in trouble?
I might be.
Great.
Good.
What do you mean, great? Walt, this is serious, man. This is serious.
So you can rebuild willpower by, you know, mechanically by playing into one of your motivations. Is one of the ways. So
what I'm trying to do is keep. This is exactly
be an asshole. Like one of
I'm
your motivations.
I'm asking you for how to keep the pilots alive, which is a motivation. I'm trying to figure out how to keep these rookies alive, man.
Listen, I don't know what you're doing right now. If you're on some kind of top secret mission, it's late. Tell me what you need from me. I'll do what I can. I can't do it right now since you failed a persuasion roll. But...
God damn it, Walt. You really can be a dick sometimes, but I love you, man. I will figure this out without you, but I just hope you're doing okay, and I don't know, I'll maybe pop into the base sometimes and make it up to you, alright?
Let me know if you need any resources. But it's late, I don't know these vague questions about helping out pilots, I don't know what to tell you.
I'll see you later, Walt. What's down the phone?
Goodbye. Click.
No, I hung up on you.
That could have gone better, but you know.
Yeah. Like you.
I was
you
just trying to figure out what you wanted.
You turn and Tyler's there. It's like he's like
Jesus. Is that how you talk to people on the phone?
It's none of your business. Son?
Fair.
Maybe he should have taken that.
Yeah, I'm starting to reconsider this whole... You want to get sit in the back and, like, have a popsicle or something? Like, what do you need?
Your bud. God, I told you, yes, that's what I want. I wanted to sleep. You guys are dragging me around. Ugh. Whatever, let's just get this done. Let's just get this done.
Okay, we head to Gil's place.
Okay.
Which I assume is secluded? Very if you out look of up, the way.
If you look up his address, it's not hard to tell that it's in a similar area to Waco, Baylor University. It's not next to the university, but it's in this similar vicinity there.
It's kind of kind academic of, part yeah. of town, yeah.
Nice. It's in town, but it's nicer, you know, neighborhood. Are y'all driving there right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
It is 10:30 p.m. when y'all get there. Pull up. House is dark. There's other houses in the neighborhood you see with lights on, but this one, no lights on here. It is kind of, you know, nice maintained lawn, kind of surrounded by, you know, smaller trees in the neighborhood. So you could just go. I mean, it's secluded in the sense, it's not like a neighbor can just directly look into the house, but you know, you can. From the street, you could see everything if the lights were on.
We roll up, and Tyler rolls down the he's like sitting in the passenger seat, and he rolls down the window, and Mr. Roboto blares out of the car for just a moment by Styx. he reaches over and turns the radio down. And do we? What do you want to do here, guys? You just want to knock on the door and see what happens? Does he have a wife?
Well, what if we just have a friendly conversation with him?
Yes.
Again, the guy is supposed to be dead.
Just don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, Tyler. Don't believe everything you read.
Okay.
Friendly conversation with his corpse, then.
Yes.
That's even just more park. Terrifying, but okay.
Let's park. He starts getting out. He starts getting out the car. It's like half rolling. He starts getting out the car.
It's just you could put it in park. Jesus Christ! And it just like rolls down the street slowly as we walk away from it.
You see in the carport there is a car there, one car. But you know the house is dark. If you come up, you gonna try to knock on the door?
Yeah.
Ring the doorbell.
Or blow the door handle off. That's an option too. You knock on the door. No answer.
We try to open it. Natalia tries to open it.
Okay. You roll luck, Natalia.
Okay. 10.
It's unlocked. You open the door.
Is there like a familiar looking shoe print that matches Tyler's like shoe print on the front door?
You follow the shoe prints. the footprints. No, but you open this up and it opens to like a living room area. This house is two stories. Not too big, not too small. There's obviously something happened here. A chair's turned over. Couch looks misplaced. That sort of thing. Not necessarily. Shit. Not necessarily just like dirty or anything, but looks a little disorganized.
This looks live. This looks like a problem. Yeah. Get ready.
Does it look like it just happened?
Roll an investigation. Best search or search maybe or intelligence.
Remind me real quick, Brad, what were the weapons that we received?
I posted them somewhere.
Two ARs, two shotguns, and a sniper rifle, but I don't know if that was an old kit.
That was the new one. That one okay. right there.
Can Tyler have a shotgun? Can we have locked up in here with guns? Okay, Tyler has a shotgun.
Yeah, I figured we would have rolled up with guns.
He's going to kind of like zhuzh at the other guys. And he mouths the word Himbaba. And has his shotgun out. He's like, you know, like maybe he's here. You know, he's like,
Terrence nods.
And I think Natalia had like a submachine gun that she kept from the old.
Yeah.
But that list, put that list somewhere because that is the new list.
Okay.
Of what you have. Okay.
So Natalia's going to roll an intelligence check to see
if that's fine.
This is recent or if it's like an old crime scene. Mm. And that's a failure.
Hard to tell. You know, Natalia's not... She's smart, but she's not necessarily used to crime scene type situation. Could just be messy. I mean, hell.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we go further into the house?
Yeah, do we have a layout?
Gotta find the...
I'm gonna try to roll an alertness just to see if I can, like, anyone else in the house, you know, as we're, like, kind of creeping in. 21 under 45, success.
You hear nothing.
Think we're alone?
You hear nothing. It's quiet. As you're walking through the house, all of you, it's like, are definitely getting a creepy sense of deja vu. You know?
Oh.
Here, you like, you're walking in the hallway, you see like a picture frame where that has a picture of a man and a woman. I'll drop this picture of this person and roll 20.
Fuck, have we been here before?
Yes.
It's cracked. You can always hear, like, in your minds, bam, like, this crack of this glass as you walk past it.
Like of someone being slammed up against it or something.
Yeah. You know, like... It's like this weird sense of deja vu. With that alertness, you do see, Tyler, that the back door is kind of propped shut.
Like there's like a chair set up against it?
Not necessarily a chair, it looks like it was been busted in at some point.
Oh, okay. Like someone kicked the back door open.
Right. But it's like made to, you know, someone fixed it to where it's broken, but it's just like shut at the moment.
Yeah.
Shit, somebody's been here.
Are we returning to the scene of the crime?
No, I think that's exactly what he kind of like, Tyler kind of like touches the broken picture. He's like,
flashes. Same thing, just like, it's deja vu, it's weird.
I feel like we've, is this where it happened? Did we, is Odin right?
And he's just like holding his head.
Let's just get it done, Tyler.
Let's go upstairs.
You go upstairs. A little bit more, you know, nothing seems necessarily tampered with up here. A couple of rooms, a bathroom. You find one that has actually like a desk type area. Maybe a home office.
That's what we need.
We poke around in the desk, see what he was working on.
Yeah, everyone, roll a someone roll a search.
Holy shit! Got a 23 on a 23.
Ooh. Nice. Okay. Terrence, was kind of looking around, hadn't found anything. Natalia. What you find is so what are you looking for specifically? Are you looking through his notes or are you just looking around for an item? I guess is the question. How are you searching?
Looking for the missing puzzle piece that's going to crack this case.
There should be like a big folder with red word letters that say evidence.
Is it possibly glowing?
Glowing for emphasis.
Okay. You find a odd... There's like a box of like almost like a shoe... Like a fancy looking... It's not a shoe box, but little chest type thing. And you open it up. And in there, you find what looks like a weird soup can with a button on it. And a...
Oh.
Garage door opener, maybe, with wires coming out of it.
No. We should open these things and see how many cat brains are contained within.
I think I found something.
Oh, you guys.
It has a button. I'm going to press it.
Listen, I... So it's like a cylinder that's the size and shape of a soup can with a button.
Yeah, it seems to be completely enclosed. Obviously, no there's wires. There's like one seam on top. You can't see, like, that's what it looks like. It's just like a soup can.
This is like in D&D, you give your characters, you give your players like a wand or a rod that's unidentified. And it's like anything could happen.
Talia,
so one of these is like some sort of metal. It doesn't look necessarily exotic. Same thing sort of with this computer y'all saw at the bank. It looks kind of like jimmied together. And the other one is like a plastic device. It looks like an elongated wiry garage door opener with a button on it as well.
Okay, Natalia, before you push anything, just Tyler, do you have any experience with IEDs?
Natalia pushes the button.
Does she really?
Yes.
Yeah, push the button. Maybe it's like a bomb or something, and then she pushes the button.
Oh, God.
You push the button to the can, and
zoom. Yes.
This, like, bubble comes around y'all, and you're standing there. You can't move. It's hard to even breathe. You can see cars passing outside the window, but you can see the dust that was in the air as you popped that leather box open, and it's just like the dust is hanging in the air, and y'all are frozen
forever. And
that's where we'll end it.
This episode. Oh my god!
You give me a button, I'm gonna push it.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's fair. All right,
amazing.
Jesus.
All right,
Brad. Brad is going out of his way to deliver what the fuck moments in his operation. I think he's done a good job. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Cool. All
right. Well, listen, those listening, those watching, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for supporting us, as always. Real quick, we do have some new patrons. I just want to thank for being here. I want to thank, I'm going to try my best at this, Yohali, I think, and Snicked. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
For joining us.
Nice.
Hey, Yohali.
We hey, really appreciate it. Listen, if you are, and again, like, if you want to get stuff a week early, you want to get the Sandy checks, consider Patreon. It's $3. You buy us a cup of coffee. Listen, if you're watching us live, by the way, Dorchester resident in the chat did say two things that were both very funny. Which was Terrence with the 1 a.m. booty call to his to old mentor.
Oh, okay.
And then also red herring soup in the can. So
yeah. That's good.
So listen, we need,
also
so
valid.
If you're watching us live, we are going to take a little bit of an extended break because Brad has to go bail a very good friend out of jail or something. I'm not sure. I think he owes someone a favor. But we will be back. It's just going to be a little bit. If you are listening or watching later, thank you very much. And we will catch you next time. You want to take us out there, Brad?
Stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.